Erie County resettled a high of nearly 2,000 refugees in 2016. Aziza Alnaiz was one of them.
It's hard to the people when you say refugee, but it's okay because this is safe place for my family and my children.
On this summer day, Alnaiz and her four children are attending a community potluck hosted by Journey's End Refugee Services. Kathy Spillman is the organization's director of specialized programs.
I left Buffalo many years ago, and at that time the city was in decline in terms of population, its economy. But when I came back, much to my surprise, pleasant surprise, 4 years ago, how much life has been injected back into our city because of our growing refugee and new immigrant populations.
Spillman's story will no doubt sound familiar to many Buffalonians, but the number of refugee arrivals has dropped by about three quarters under the Trump administration. As of December 20th, Buffalo has resettled 488 refugees in 2019. And in September, President Trump set the lowest cap in history for refugee admissions in 2020. Here's Executive Director of the International Institute of Buffalo, Eva Hassett, responding to the new number.
18,000 is not a sellout at a Sabres game. 18,000 is not a lot of people for a whole country for a whole year.
Hassett is the City of Buffalo's former finance commissioner. She stresses what she calls the demographic imperative for the city to not only continue accepting refugees, but to actively recruit all kinds of immigrants.
What happens when immigrants aren't coming to a city at the same time as it is shrinking and aging?
One study that provides an answer found that 80% of American counties saw a decline in their working age population between 2007 and 2017. Hassett says immigration helps offset that trend in Western and upstate New York, as well as in cities across the Rust Belt.
Buffalo looks just like Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Utica, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati, Dayton, which is to say it's a huge issue and we're in competition.
Yeah, if they reduce the number of refugees coming to Buffalo, that wouldn't be good for our growth.
Joe Abramo is owner of Buffalo Wireworks. He says refugees from about 20 different countries make up a significant part of his labor force.
American industry needs workers that want to work in manufacturing. I mean, that's the thing. There's a shortage of workers. I talk to executive after executive. They have the same problem. They can't find workers, qualified workers, that want to work in manufacturing.
The White House says the new cap on refugee admissions protects the welfare of American citizens. And it's not just changing policies regarding refugees. Hassett again.
Every category of immigration is being made harder.
In August, the acting director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, Ken Cuccinelli, issued a new rule that would deny green cards and visas to non-refugee legal immigrants who use public benefits, like food stamps, housing vouchers, and Medicaid. The rule could also be applied to immigrants deemed likely to ever need such benefits. Cuccinelli defended the so-called public charge rule in an interview with NPR's Rachel Martin.
Would you also agree that Emma Lazarus's words etched on the Statue of Liberty, "Give me your tired, your poor," are also part of the American ethos?
They certainly are. Give me your tired and your poor who can stand on their own two feet and who will not become a public charge.
Daniel Leong, board chair of the Karen Society of Buffalo, responds.
Actually, we come here knowing that we should not live on food stamps.
The Karen are a Burmese ethnic group and one of Buffalo's largest immigrant communities. Leong says many Karen newcomers do rely on public benefits at first, but work hard to get off of them as soon as possible. Two challenges in federal court are currently blocking the public charge rule from going into effect. But other smaller changes, like making it harder for low-income immigrants to qualify for fee waivers for things like U.S. citizenship and work permits, have been ushered in more quietly.
You know, as a community, I think we just have to see whatever comes and then live and support each other. I think that's what the most important thing is.
While less immediately relevant to Buffalo, another major immigration change in 2019 was Remain in Mexico, a policy that requires many asylum seekers arriving at the southern U.S. border to wait in Mexico until their case is heard. The success rate of those court hearings, according to data compiled at Syracuse University, is less than 1%. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.